Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. It's another episode of Azure Friday. We're here with Ming Fei, and we're going to talk about media services. Now, in our previous video, we did AES Clear Key Encryption. We talked about how I had a training organization where I'm going to encrypt my videos. Mm-hmm. But now I'm super famous. I'm going to become a movie star.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I'm going to be the next Tom Cruise. So now I really need to upgrade my security, right?
Yes,
we don't
yes.
want to lose my intellectual property of my
yes,
new
yes.
movies. So how do I move from AES to a more DRM-based model?
Yes, so if you would produce movie, or you want to be the next Netflix that you want to mm-hmm. host movies to sell subscription, DRM is definitely what studio would require. Mm-hmm. They want you to prove that you can use DRM to protect the content, then they will give you the movies. Mm-hmm. So we provide two DRM technology on the platform that we allows you to deliver your content with either Microsoft Clarity or Google Wi-Fi. So these two DRM are the most popular ones in the market today. Mm-hmm. And we offer something called common encryption in the system to encrypt your content, and we add multiple header DRM to in your stream to be delivered to different browsers and platform and devices.
So you said that there's Microsoft DRM, there's Google DRM. I'm sure Apple probably has their own DRM. Why are there so many DRMs?
So that's a very good question, and we often ask ourselves too, like why they create all these problems. Reason being, there was HTML5 came out that browsers shines away from a plugin model, so it's all native now. And there is an API called Encrypted Media Extension API, mm-hmm. which the spec allows each browser to implement it. However, as we know, each vendor has its own browser. Like Microsoft has IE, Google has Chrome, Apple has Safari. And they decided to implement its own preferred DRM technology. Mm. So IE has Clarity, Chrome has Wi-Fi, Safari has Fairplay, and Firefox, even they don't have a DRM technology, they chose a different one, which is Adobe XS. So that make the space pretty fragmented, even with HTML5 mm-hmm. at this point, yes.
So is there a standard that allows me to, like you said, there was a common standard in some way that
yes.
I can make
so
some of this easier?
The good news is that there is an ISO common encryption schema that allows you, it actually specifies how content should be encrypted with AES 128, and also how all the DRM keys should be signaling in the manifest. So that at least the good news for you, the content owner, is that you don't have to encrypt your content in four different flavors. You encrypt it once, and we add different headers to signaling different DRM system. So, and we also have a player that if he sees, that browser is IE, then it will go to PlayReady server to grab the PlayReady license, which can be understood by the browser and mm-hmm. gets played back. And if that's Chrome, then it will go to Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. So that way, you still have to use different DRM system, but you encrypt the file once and store it once, which is a huge storage and processing saving for the content owner.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So to see if I understand this, one of the analogies that I sometimes use is the idea of an envelope, where the DRM is the how do you address the envelope and all the metadata around the envelope. But you're saying because there's a common encryption, the thing we put inside the envelope is the same.
It looks the same, yes.
Okay, well,
yes,
that's good to know.
Yes.
And I don't have to have 5 copies of my movie in Azure storage.
Yes, exactly. You only store it once, and we also encrypt the stuff for you on the fly with the key that you define to us. And we will add in different headers based on your configuration. For now, we support PlayReady and Wi-Fi, and it's not hard to guess that we'll add Fairplay in the future as well, so that you can really get a stream that can be played on whatever platform.
Yeah, because ultimately you just want it to work.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
The thing about DRM is if you see it, then if you feel it, if it's hard, then mm-hmm. you dislike it. But if I can log in and push play and it mm-hmm. just works,
yep,
then I don't worry about the DRM.
Yep, exactly. You can focus on your movie mm-hmm. play.
So is this hard to do? I saw in the previous video we talked about AES. You mm-hmm. had a great tool mm-hmm. that you used for
yep.
Azure Media.
Yes, the tool can be used for configuring your DRM stream as well. Mm-hmm. So I can quickly show you
yes,
that.
Yes, please.
So here, I have this Azure Media Services Explorer. Again, you can download it for free. And navigate into Content tab. This content file is what I have already encoded into multi-bit or MP4. And I could add security, which choose add dynamic encryption and key delivery policy for the asset. So here, we will choose Dash as the streaming protocol and choose both PlayReady DRM and Wi-Fi modular DRM. So here, if you choose Smooth Streaming and HLS, currently will only support PlayReady encryption on these two protocol, but for Dash, because it's a standard which Wi-Fi implemented that as well. And click on Next, where you can define the encryption key, and we will just randomly generate one for you. And the next one is to define a license delivery policy, and we will define for both PlayReady and Wi-Fi. So for PlayReady, first of all, what you need to define is, again, we provide token authentication on the license. So I will choose open to simplify the process, but you can choose either JSON Web Token or Simple Web Token.
So this means I can use Azure AD or whatever I want to do my authorization.
Yes, exactly. And then we come to where you define the license template for PlayReady.
Oh.
So here I'm defining a non-persistent license type, which means when you shut down your player, the license expires. You have to every time renew the license. It doesn't persist in the memory.
Or I could say I'm renting it for like 2 days.
Exactly. You can set a persistent license, and the duration is 48 hours from the moment that you first open this player, this content.
Mm-hmm.
And after 48 hours, the license will expire, and you need to renew your license.
That makes sense.
So I would just choose non-persistent for now, but you can specify a lot of values in, PlayReady license template.
Okay.
And the next one is Google Wi-Fi. Again, you can set the same thing, which we'll set as open for now.
All right.
And Google also has its own license template. And you can see different vendor has different license template. And again, you can choose whether you want to persist the license or not. And you can restrict the how many devices can play back the same content simultaneously. You can restrict whether the content can be streamed via HDMI or not.
Right.
So it's really DRM defined for media business. You can do a lot of comprehensive definition in your template.
And what's nice about this is that in the past, you know, this would have been a lot of implementation details. You'd have to write code for this. You'd have to think about this. But now it's just a business rule, and
yes,
you're taking care of the complexity,
yes,
right? Media services solves this for me.
Yes, and in old time, you probably even have to host the server yourself.
Mm.
And now you just have one in the cloud that is always up and running. And if your event is done, you can just, you know, shut down the account, and
mm-hmm,
everything is fine. Yeah, it's
very
cool. Easy. So click on OK. And now we will see the configuration happens, and it will configure PlayReady, configure Wi-Fi. And after all this is done, we will publish this asset for streaming, and
mm-hmm,
I will show you guys the stream,
okay,
for which contains multi-DRM.
All right, so the little lock appeared, and it's thinking there.
So we will click on publish, create a locator. And now the file is ready for the outside world to stream.
Mm-hmm.
And we will copy the publish URL. This is a pretty cool feature of this little tool.
A tool, it seems more than a little tool. It's quite sophisticated.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Let me put in, we will need to grab the dash stream.
Uh-huh.
Which you will put a little little string at the end to turn this stream into dash format.
Okay. Oh, look at that.
And now we can see the manifest, which it looks complicated, but it's pretty easy to read. That you can see here, that was where we're signaling the key management.
Uh-huh.
So there are two parts here. In this one, we can read the Wi-Fi first, which you can see this is the Wi-Fi license URL.
Right.
The player read here would know that's the address to retrieve Wi-Fi key. And for here, which is above this box, is how PlayReady is signaling the license. And it has the URL here, but it is encoded, which the browser will understand to decode the this string, and you will get the same URL to be able to ping it and get the PlayReady license. So now we can take a look how this gets played in our player. So firstly, I will launch this player in Edge, which will be PlayReady gets played back here, because Edge doesn't support Wi-Fi, so it's
but
impossible
this is still,
that...
this is still using modern browsers. There's no plugin here.
No plugin.
No
you can
Silverlight.
See this is JavaScript, and there's no any plugin
so
here.
So just to make sure people understand that you're doing DRM, but you're doing it with web standards, you're doing it in a modern browser.
Exactly.
And there's no plugin.
No plugin, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And I could copy-paste the same URL, and I'm going to open Chrome. And you can see that that's also JavaScript, which is also a modern browser without plugin. And Chrome implemented Wi-Fi inside of the browser. So that's Wi-Fi gets played. Yes.
That is really cool.
So it's your user wouldn't even notice. But the technology embedded in the browser itself.
Well, and that's really the most important thing you just said, that the user won't notice. Again, DRM is no fun if it hurts the user.
Exactly.
In this case here, they've paid for their content. They want to see me on screen. So we should start DRMing. No, we're not going to DRM as of Friday. This is great. So people can do this now. And how is the pricing set up? It's the same as Azure Media Services. When you pay for media services, you get these features?
So you get a player for free to use. And for PlayReady and Wi-Fi is priced at 20 cents per 100 license. So when your end devices receive the license from our license service, and that's when you pay for
Very
the
cool.
license. Yeah.
This is great. We're learning all about Azure Media Services and DRM here on Azure Friday.
Thank you.